Peter Alexander.
Let me ask if I can, Kevin. Why does the president keep hiring people who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent?
So the president makes hiring decisions based on the fact that he likes to have countervailing viewpoints. I spoke to him this morning about the hiring of John Bolton in particular, and he said, I like to counterbalance my own opinion with individuals that oftentimes have the very opposite opinion of my own. He likes the model of having a team of rivals, like what we saw in President Lincoln's administration. I've been a part of that. I often see rigorous debate, and the president uses his gut and makes the best decision as to how to move forward. So that's what goes into his hiring practices, and I think the team of rivals with President Lincoln worked quite well.
There's obviously value in hiring a team of rivals. It's worked well in the past, but then if you're going to hire rivals, why hire rivals who are dumb as a rock, overrated, way over their heads, wacko, and incompetent? How does that help?
Well, sometimes those rivals prove those labels to be true, and that's particularly true in the case of John Bolton, who repeatedly praised the president, then turned. He's been widely criticized by the New York Times for his book. I think John Bolton has proven himself to have those labels as true.